Joining me now from Paris with the Macron campaign is NewsHour Weekend special correspondent Malcolm Brabant. Malcolm, how much of a victory was this forum? As we heard from people who were at the polls today, some of them said this was not a vote for him, it was a vote against the opposition.
Well, this is, if you look at the numbers, it looks like a really substantial victory, 65% against 35%. But when you actually look at the real numbers who actually voted for Macron, it's really not as big. He cannot really regard this as being a sort of a complete mandate, a sort of popular mandate, because there were so many people who abstained, and overall there were only about sort of 20 million French voters who actually voted for him, and that's less than a third of the country. And so many of the people who voted for him were not necessarily voting for him, they were voting tactically. What they wanted to do more than anything else was to prevent Marine Le Pen from getting into the Elysee Palace, and they managed to do that.
All right, so there's the joy of campaigning versus the difficulty of governing now.
Very much so. I mean, the president has the ability to be able to appoint a prime minister and various other ministers. But what he needs to do is very much like the U.S. president. He needs to have the French parliament with him. And the French parliamentary elections are coming up in June. And the thing is, he doesn't actually have any kind of real sort of party formation, any sort of party history. And he's somehow got to get around about 270 people into parliament if he's to have his movement in the majority there. And I think that what we're really going to see is lots of the other parties doing their utmost to be able to stymie him. So for the next 5 years, he may find it very difficult to get his policies through, especially if he gets a parliament that doesn't support him.
Well, one of the key issues that was very clear cut between these two candidates was their relationship, or what they would like the relationship to be, with the EU. Should the EU take some comfort in that Le Pen did not win, or should they still be concerned that Macron doesn't have that mandate yet?
You know, what any independent observer would say to the bureaucrats in Brussels is that, you know, there's an awful lot of people in Europe who are very unhappy with the way that the EU is being run, and those are people that need to be listened to. I mean, otherwise, the right-wing nationalist movement in Europe is going to continue. But what's possibly happened here tonight is that it's been this movement, this wave, which lots of people were hoping was going to sweep across Europe, seems to have come to another dead halt here, although Marine Le Pen is saying that she is now the leader of a great opposition. And perhaps that's what is the destiny for the right wing in Europe, is that it's going to be opposition rather than government.
All right, Malcolm Brabant joining us from Paris tonight. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.